Zoom in person. Hey, everybody, let's go ahead and have our meditation. What do you say? So take a breath and get comfortable in how whatever seat you're sitting in, whatever bed you're laying in, whatever floor you are in lotus on. Let us just keep breathing, though. So take this wonderful breath in gently in through the nose and send it up to the highest part of your being. Send your breath up. And as I always say, at the top, become acquainted with the highest aspect of your being, which I call the Christ mind. And I like to affirm that the Christ in me is awake now. Or what is the Christ in me but the memory of God, the memory of love, the memory of life, the memory of intelligence and principle, the memory of health and well-being, the memory of harmony, the memory of prosperity and thriving, the memory that we are good. So, if you agree with that, then I invite you to affirm, the Christ in me is awake now. Will you know that with me? The Christ in me is awake now. The Christ in me. Keep breathing. Let the awareness of that awakening, that memory, flow through your body so that all your cells are affected positively with the memory of God, the memory of love. Imagine knowing that every aspect of you is loved with an everlasting love. And you could not escape that. You could not change that love. And so see yourself accepting it fully. See yourself embracing it fully and see yourself being embraced by it. Keep breathing. I am embraced by the good that is. I am embraced. Every aspect of my life is embraced. Every cell, every tissue, every part of my body, every cell, every tissue is embraced by intelligence. So that every cell and every tissue, every fiber of my being knows exactly what to do, what to think, how to react. We're going to travel into the silence. But go into the silence remembering, oh, divine intelligence is reminding all my body of how to live in a healthy way. Because in my Christ awakening, I remember health. I am reminded now. Let's go on in. Keep breathing. And we keep breathing. And we invite the Christ within us to continue to remind us, to remind every cell, every tissue, every fiber of our being, to remind us every moment of every hour of every day. We are so willing for this continuous remembering of the good that is, the good that we are. The good that we are right now. So knowing this, let's start our journey back here. Back here to this sanctuary, this place called Unity. And as we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may say thank you and amen. So welcome back, everybody. So I said, this video, I found it very inspiring because she, for both the song itself and the courage and the spiritual acceptance she had to take on in order to step forward and do this. So Leo, let's watch.
This is your moment. Good luck.
You know what? That was probably one of the best vocals we've ever had on the show.
Yay. Congratulations, Allie. I don't know how you felt about that. I know Brett and Leo said they played it several times. And you can go on YouTube, Allison Jier, AllisonJier, and see a whole lot of stuff that she has recorded and videos and stuff. She was the first one to record a few of David's songs. I think she was the first one to record Trust the Wind. I can't remember what else. I know she's done a few things of David's. And she has... I Just Want to Dance is on YouTube in many incarnations, including a long version that has all a bunch of movie clips that somebody put together. And it's a long version with all the language and everything in it, but it's kind of delightful. It's really delightful. But she has a lot of other things that she's recorded, including we're going to hear two more numbers of hers during this talk today. But I called the talk No One Walks Alone, because it's true. We're walking this planet with each other, first of all. So let's accept that. We we're just walking this planet with each other. Just because I don't know everybody's name doesn't mean I'm not walking beside them. The energy that we have and everything, it's all joining together. So before we tell ourselves again, if any of you are doing that, why do I have to do everything by myself? Why am I so alone? Why can't I get help? And I know a lot of people say they can't get help, and that's because they don't ask. I do know that when I sit at home alone, it is rare that anybody calls me and says, can I help you today? Rare, very rare, especially when I'm really frustrated, when I'm holding the thought, I'm all alone and I can't get any help. And I always say, call forth the divine idea. Just call an idea in and you will have one. Holy Spirit, speak to me. What's the next right idea? Where do I reach out for the highest influence to help me accomplish what it is I want to do? A couple of years ago when I fell down in the basement, I was alone. I was home alone. David was away. And it was something. And my cell phone didn't work in the basement. I managed to get upstairs somehow. I crawled upstairs. And I managed to call David. And I said, what do I do? And he said, call our friend Bob Kahn is his name. He, at that time, he was our board president here at the church. I thought, of course, he's a parent. He'll know exactly what to do. He was here at our house in 10 minutes time. I'm going to guess this is not our house. This messiness behind me is not our house. But it's all spiritual material back here. I will tell you that. And I use it a lot. And so he came and he helped because I had an idea. Call David. David had an idea, call Bob, and I got the help I needed. And we frequently get the help we need when we let it happen. And that's what shows we are not walking alone down any path at all. I looked up the metaphysical definition of where'd I put it? I look at right here, because I like it. Son of a gun. I don't know what I did with that. I know how to do it. Sorry. This is what's so good about what do you call it? Yeah, doing this on Zoom. I wanted to look up the metaphysical meaning of walk, and I would swear that I did, but I don't know what I did with that. Doesn't matter. Metaphysical meaning of walk. Walk by the Spirit means to acknowledge the power of the Christ Spirit within mind and body as the dominating force. To acknowledge the power of the Christ Spirit within mind and body as the dominating force. Now, wouldn't you prefer to walk in the Spirit to be the dominating force of what you do rather than the dominating force be loneliness, be sickness, be poverty? Which would you prefer? That's why I stayed at Unity. When I walked in, I heard all this stuff, and I heard, God is a very real presence indeed. And I heard that a book called that, God is a very real presence. And I needed a very real presence. And so I think I'm freezing here, but I'm not sure. God is a very real, real presence. And then I found this quote and I liked it so much. And it said, truth has rushed to meet you since you called upon it. If you knew who walks beside you on the path that you have chosen, fear would be impossible. Now, what I would hear, if I had heard that in the beginning, what I would have heard was fear can be impossible. It can be impossible to have fear. I want to know more about that. I want to know that because that to me is a promise. In that statement, there is a promise. Fear would be impossible if I did this. And so it's like how I was promised. If I tithed and forgave everybody, I would prosper. I believed that. And so I worked up the courage to do it. And then I did it. And I prospered. How about that? Simple, simple, simple. Truth has rushed to meet you since you called upon it. If you knew who walks beside you on the path that you have chosen, fear would be impossible. So we call it God that walks on the path. Some of us do. But the problem is that sounds like a person. That's why I don't love the footprints in the sand. Symbolism. Because it makes God too much like a person. And I begin to rely on that, and then it doesn't always show up as a person, even though God comes through all the people. God comes through all of the people. But that's not the same as that invisible being, being a person. Nevertheless, I walk with the Christ. I walk with people. I walk with divine ideas. I walk with principle. I remember when my grandmother made her transition, and I'll tell you, for months, it really did feel like she was walking down the street over this shoulder, and that God, whatever God was walking, but it loved me. I knew that was walking over this shoulder. And a few months later, I changed everything in my life because I began to pray differently. And I was still asking God for stuff at that point because I didn't know better. But the thing is, you pray believing. And if you really believe that by asking you receive, then you're likely to. Problem is, so often we ask and we don't really believe, and so we don't really receive. We receive frustration. Anyway, so with that presence, if you knew who walks beside you on the path you have chosen, fear would be impossible. What can happen, however, is as we keep choosing for a better life, we'll call it a life of integrity, a life that is free of addictions, a life that is free from codependence, which is another addiction. A life that is not just free from, but that embraces the promises that we get in unity. Some of us get promises in 12-step fellowships. We get promises in lots of churches. We get promises in life. And I remember when I made the full commitment to turn my will and my life over to the care of God, fear kicked in, and in new ways. I suddenly was afraid to walk home at night. I lived two blocks from work, and I was afraid to walk home at night. And all of a sudden, people started offering to walk me home. Now, I hadn't mentioned this fear because I was too embarrassed to. I hadn't mentioned the fear. I hadn't asked anybody. But all of a sudden, at the end of the night, if I was at work or if I was somewhere else, I said, "Let me walk you home, Sean." So suddenly, even though I was afraid to walk home alone, it didn't matter, because I was nurtured in the universe. Love walked the path beside me that I had chosen. I had chosen this path to be free. And on the way to freedom, I had to experience the fear I had been suppressing. You understand this? On the way to freedom, I had to experience the fear that I had been in denial about. I wasn't denying fear. I was in denial about the fear that I had in my mind, in my body. And so on the way to freedom, and it's like on the way to prosperity, I had to go bankrupt. And on the way to a divine relationship, I had to experience several years alone and frustrated. On the way to my church job, I had to do another job, thankfully, that I loved, but I had to do a different one than church, because I didn't know from ministry. I didn't know from a lot of that. On the way to you guys today, I had to live a life to get greater understanding. I had to teach a workshop this weekend on the power of now. I did a lot in my life to get me to this current now, as it were. But on my path. Now, I see lately I've started to walk a new path in certain ways. So clearly I'm on my way to something. I can't fret about what I'm on my way to, because I'll just intellectualize it and I won't experience right here and right now. But if I accept right here and right now, that I am on a journey and I'm walking along my path, and people are helping me in so many ways. On my path, ways I didn't ask for, ways I certainly didn't think I wanted, but nevertheless, I am being supported on my path from this good to the next good. And the path in between, the hallway that I'm walking down, I have to pronounce it good. I have to, because if I pronounce it something other than good, I'm going to hate the hallway. I'm just going to hate the hallway. And I don't want to hate the hallway. I don't want to get to my next good, whatever that may be, worn out from hating the part of the journey that got me into the next good. I don't want to hate the last part of the journey that got me to this good. And that's because I didn't walk the hallway alone. No one walks alone. And it takes a lot of courage to consciously choose a path. It takes a tremendous amount of courage to consciously choose the path. And so, because we're all on a path, we've all chosen it. Many of us have tried to pretend we didn't choose it, but we chose it. Sometimes we chose it by blindly going and then wondering, how did I get here? And it's not fair that I'm here because I don't know what to do with here. That's why we don't close our eyes on the path and pretend the path doesn't exist. We get on that path and we say, okay, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me, do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self as I'm walking this path, that I may better do the will, the divine will. You know, take away my difficulties. The victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, thy way of life. May I do thy will always. This way, you know, take away my difficulties. The victory over them may bear witness to those I would help. That tells me I'm not on the path alone. I am on a path of people who can use me, you know, to support them, just as I'm on a path where there's a lot of other people that I may use to be supported by. And I'm thinking of this next song that I want to play of Allie's, and it's a song she did in her club act, so I forget where, and it's, you know, some people think they can't sing. They're not allowed to get up and sing because I can't sing. Oh, I can't sing. And I hope you'll appreciate this in the humor it's presented, and appreciate Allie's talent for how she present this. Leah, let's go ahead and listen. Ah, oh, that makes me laugh every time I hear it. It takes a lot of work to sing off pitch as a true singer. You know, to consciously sing off pitch, and it takes courage for it to show people that what if they think this is how I sing? What if they think this is actually me? But she gave me permission. So I just wanted to do it for the sheer joy of it. You saw that she did not walk that stage alone. How much support did she have on that stage to support her journey for that one, just that one song, which was a bunch of songs, but you know, that song, the guys who were willing to be around her and support her in pretending they're doing it wrong or being accused of doing it wrong. And so we, but it's funny, there's a question that says, how do we make contact with the one who walks beside us? And the response is simple. We reach out to one another. That's how we make contact with the one who walks beside us. We make the way lighter for our brothers and sisters, and we allow them to do the same for us. Remember what Jesus said? I love that. When he said, well, whatsoever you do for the least of my brothers and sisters, you do it for me as well. And he is saying it now. Because he's always saying it, and I'm saying it, and you're saying it. Whatever you do for everybody, you're doing it for me too. And unfortunately, whatever you do to someone, you do to me as well. And whatever I do to someone, I do to myself as well. And the funny part, I think if I do something harmful to someone, that it doesn't affect the ones I love, but it certainly does. It's everything we do affects everybody in some way. Now, I can, if I choose the path of love and I choose the path of light, I can use all that stuff. I can bring it in here and use it for my good, whatever that is. But I think it's better to choose for light. How can I serve in light? That meant nothing other than I had an itch. How can I serve in light? How can I serve in love? How can I serve in power? How can I serve in peace? And to go within every day and say, okay, God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me, to do with me as thou wilt. I know thou wilt for me is to be happy, joyous, and free. You know, every day, every night, that prayer, God, I offer myself to thee. Love, I offer myself to thee. Power, presence, I offer myself to thee. Intelligence, principle, I offer myself to thee. To build with me, to do with me as thou wilt. And I have to assume if I'm turning my will and my life over to the care of something, I've got to make an assumption that whatever I'm turning my will over, that its will is for good for me. Boy, that was a long way to spit that out. And I hope I made sense with it. I have to assume the will of love for me is good. Or why would I turn myself over to it? I've got to assume that the will of intelligence for me is good. Or otherwise, why would I turn myself over to it? Yeah, so now I've made my point. Good. I appreciated this too. Somebody wrote, we are not alone. The way appears fearful indeed. And the work, perhaps, beyond our capability. But we are joined by those whose love and light will replace our meager efforts and sustain our wavering faith. Look no further than the one who stands beside you, in the grocery store as you shop, in the bed where you sleep, perhaps, in the woods where you pray. Love is with us always in the form of our brothers and our sisters, as we are love unto them. So, I invite you to look at your life and think of those who have done what you liked and those who have done what you have not liked. And realize the facts may be true, but your thoughts about them aren't. Your thoughts about yourself, your thoughts about everybody else, they are not true. If they are taking you to less than a God thought, less than a God understanding, and we're not talking about nice thinking, we're talking about knowing the truth, that which has no opposite. And so if your thoughts are insisting that this was bad, should not have happened, you're wrong. And that's a harsh thing to say. Oh, I'm wrong? What are you talking about? That shouldn't have happened to me. I was a little boy. I was innocent. You're wrong, Sean. And here's how I know why. Because you're here today. And you're who you are today because of that happened. You are here today because of everything that anyone ever said or did to you. And you're here today because of everything you have ever done to yourself. If you don't like today, I can understand why you would regret it. But think about it. You're here. You're at Unity. You're listening to this man talk about God and love and principle. You just heard two great songs by a great performer. You're going to hear another one in a minute. What's bad about your life? Or at least your past? Really, what's bad about it? If you find your wholeness and your holiness in the present, in the very presence of God, but in the present place where you sit and stand, then all that stuff back then, it's not bad. It's not bad. And we have to interrupt the story. We have to interrupt that story and stop telling it. None of us wants to have the worst childhood, to have had the worst childhood. So we need to stop comparing notes on who had the worst childhood. Trust me, I'm not going to compete with you. If you want to have had the worst childhood, it's all yours, because I did not have the worst childhood. Lots of stuff happened. Stuff that in the moment back then I would have changed because I didn't know better. But stuff today, knowing my powerless to change those facts and my powerfulness to change the meaning for myself, for this world, there's not a thing I would change. And today I work diligently every day to find a way to love those people and a way to love who I was then. To love myself, even though I was so forgetful. To love my parents, even though they were so forgetful. To love so many of my teachers and, you know, romantic partners and stuff, even though they were so forgetful. To love the people in the street, even though they are have been and continue to be so forgetful. But I've met a few who have remembered. And I myself have remembered on many occasions. In between forgetting, I remember. And in between remembering, I forget. And so I will not beat myself up any longer for walking with this path with all these people. And I'm not going to beat them up any longer. I have not walked my path alone, even though I have experienced great loneliness on my path. Those are during the forgetful times. But today I remember. Today I encourage each and every one of us to remember, to say, you know what? Sean's offering something good. Sean's offering something really good. Sean is offering freedom, freedom on my path. And what if I gave up all the exceptions to what Sean is talking about? And I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and apply what Sean is talking about. How about we do that? We apply what I'm talking about here. All of us. Some of you already are. I'm not talking down to you. I think it's great. Some of you have already embraced this path and you're just here for to hear how I phrase it. I love you. And those of you who just think I'm insane, I'm not forgiving anybody. I love you too. And as I look in the mirror on this screen, and I can look at myself and say, I love you. And I'm going to do my forgiveness work. What is my forgiveness work except to give way for a new thought about my path and who has walked beside me? I'm going to do my forgiveness work, which means giving way for a new thought about my neighbors, about my parents, about my relationships, about my money, about my world. I'm going to do my forgiveness work so that I may hug myself and know that I'm worth hugging myself. I'm not doing this because there's nobody else to hug me. I'm doing it because I'm worth hugging myself. I think that's all that I need to say today. So I thank you, and let's listen to Allison one more time, please, sing Stephen Schwartz.
Precious stuff of who